The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guests are Superintendent Dr. Jerry Sanders, School Resource Officer Alec Leggio, and we also have Ready Schools Coach Megan Scott. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Jerry, Alec, Megan, I welcome each of you to Super Chat. Jerry, what would you tell our listeners about people making a difference in your school corporation?
I would love to be able to share that information with you. Every school corporation, every school is really based on people. When we think about providing students with a quality education, it really takes a community effort and takes a lot of people to get that job done. And so I just like to recognize people in the school corporation who really make a difference. And so on my mind today are those who are donors who provide funds for our teachers for different projects. Regularly at every school board meeting, I don't think a school board meeting goes by when we're not recognizing somebody who has donated funds to a project, a teacher, a classroom. And so that's really important for the school district. And then volunteers. When I think about all the volunteers that we rely on from preschool on up through high school, and the many hours that our volunteers put in, and many of them parents, especially when we think about the show choirs and the bands and the football team and the athletics, the hours and hours upon hours that our volunteers put in to help us serve our students. I just want to thank our volunteers. Every fall we have a Dollars for Scholars 5K run. I did that once, Gary, and I actually came in last. It's a great event. This year they raised nearly $20,000. And all of that money goes towards scholarships for our students. There's a lot of volunteers that go into making that event a success. Just wanted to mention our Edgewood High School football team. They went down to the primary school and served as reading buddies for some of our kindergarten, first grade students. I thought that was just an awesome idea. Our elementary kids really look up to the junior high and high school students. And so just to have them involved in that way, it just helps these young men to learn more about life, not just the football game. And then two individuals I wanted to mention, Jill Cronin She's our family service coordinator. She serves as a liaison between a home and the school. So as we know, life happens and families go through really tough times, and that will often impact a student's behavior, academics at school. So Jill is all about trying to address those issues and make sure that our students have success at school. And then the last person I want to mention is Lisa Wilson. Lisa is, her technical title is instructional assistant in our Innovative Learning Center, but Lisa is just really phenomenal. Every time I walk by and go through the ILC, I see Lisa working with students, working on projects. I was at the high school last night for a meeting, and she was still there helping clean up and working on some more projects. And so these people, they often go way beyond the call of duty. And there's a lot more I could mention, but I just wanted to recognize people who make a difference.
Well, I think it's important. Not that they wait for the recognition, but it's always good to be recognized as one who is helping carry the torch and the ball and making things happen. I think your effort and your thoughts on this, Jerry, are spot on, and I think they're very healthy, this expression of gratitude. Kudos to them, and I appreciate you speaking up on this.
Sure, and two people who also make a difference, I could have gone on, is Alec Allegio, our SRO, and Megan Scott, who's our Ready Schools coordinator here at the junior high.
And we're fortunate enough to have them with us today. Alec, let me turn to you. I speak with many SRO officers across multiple states, schools everywhere, and one thing I hear commonly is the importance of building cordial and trusting relationships with students. Can you describe how you go about building such relationships with students and how you engage and plug yourself into what's going on in their world in and around the school corporation?
Yeah, sure. So I'm the SRO for preschool through fifth grade. And I think the simplest thing is just getting down on their level. I love going into their classroom, especially the kindergarten, first, second grade. You know, if they're doing a project, I'll do the project with them. You know, if they're cutting a shape design out or whatever, I'll cut it out with them. I have a little police car lunchbox, and I often go eat with the students in the lunchroom and be a part of their lunch period, just to get on their level. I walk in the lunchroom, and it's Officer Alec, come sit with me. Officer Alec, come sit with me. So,
have you found that because they do trust you, that some students will occasionally, maybe even unknowingly, share valuable information with you that is helpful in your connections as a police officer?
Sure. So, you know, when school's not in session, I have to go back to road patrol. So like during the summer, I typically work second shift. And oftentimes, you know, we might go on a call or something and it'll be one of my students. And they just tend to be more open and share information because we have that connection from the school corporation.
Within your day-to-day operations in your position, let's say a typical day, are you allocating some time to actually teaching or addressing groups of students on important subjects?
I have in the past, yes. It's just kind of if a teacher reaches out to me, then you know we'll go about what they want to discuss and go from there.
Yeah. What would you say is the most rewarding part for you personally being an SRO?
Just building the relationships with the kids. It's just really heartwarming walking in, and you know, I carry stickers and pencils with me, and Officer Alec, can I have a sticker? Can I have a pencil? You know, I don't know. It's just, I feel like I'm making a positive impact on the kids, and it just warms the heart.
Yeah, I think the positive impact comment you made is really at the heart of it all, because let's face it, if they did not have someone with the influence that you have, who had their best interests at heart, there may be some of the students that they would not have it in their lives at all. Yet here you are, you know. Well, keep up the good work, Alec. We appreciate everything you do.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, Megan, before we begin, I just wanted to bring to the attention of our listeners that you brought a student, one of your students, with you today. Can you introduce the student by name?
Yes, we are very lucky to have Miss Audrey Graham with us here today. She is an eighth grade student with us here at Edgewood Junior High School.
Well, welcome, Audrey. And I'm going to ask you a question for sure. But Megan, before I do that, I wanted to ask you, for the benefit of our listeners, can you describe the duties, responsibilities, and the ultimate goals, really, of a Ready Schools coach? What can you tell us on that front?
Yeah, this is a wide-ranging position, which I feel very fortunate to be able to work in. So I am full-time at the junior high school, and I find my role very, very lucky in that I get to work with both teachers and students. So I do a lot of co-planning and working with teachers to help embed STEM-based instructional practices and project-based learning into their units of study, and then work with them and their students in our wonderful design lab space that we have here at the junior high to help bring those projects to fruition.
That's excellent. It has to be rewarding. I mean, because you're probably seeing the benefit of it every day in your students, right?
Absolutely. And I love that I get to work with teachers in their subject area. So this is not just, kind of a special class that you have to take in order to be in here. It's open to all of our students and all of our teachers, no matter what subject area that they teach. And we really do get used across all those subject areas, which is wonderful to see STEM getting embedded across the field as it is intended to be.
Yeah, very cool. So within Edgewood Junior High, you have a student-run business, I believe. What is the essence of this business and how does it operate?
Yeah. So we started this last year. It grew out of a personal finance class that we have here taught by one of our seventh grade social studies teachers, Mr. Kensick. And we took a more kind of business finance spin that we added on to it toward the end of the semester last year. We wanted to think long term about how we could support some of the projects going on in our lab. We know that we go through a lot of materials and we use a lot of things. We use a lot of tools, a lot of materials, resources to make these projects come to life. And so we were trying to think long term about how we could sustain this and support this. And we got the students involved with this brainstorming process, and they really took it from there in terms of thinking about what we might be able to offer to our community as a niche product that people would not be able to get otherwise. And did a lot of research, did a lot of design. They met with a local entrepreneur to get advice on developing their business plan. We took that to Dr. Sanders and Mr. Irwin to get feedback on that. And now our shop is online and live and available for the community to interact with.
Oh, very neat. Yeah, I like it. Well, in total, how many students are engaged in the business?
So last year we had two classes. So it was close to 50 to 60 students, but now we have taken about 8 to 10 of those students and just meet with them once every couple of weeks as they come in and work with me to try and just kind of monitor how things are going, make plans for the future, help kind of ongoing maintenance with the shop. So last year was kind of the big setup and push to get things started. And now we are kind of ongoing that. We will be meeting mid-year with some of Mr. Kensick's current seventh grade students. So right now that smaller group of 8 to 10 students, those are the eighth graders that carried over from last year. But we will kind of hand the baton over to some current seventh graders towards the middle of this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well planned out. Well, Audrey, let me ask you this. What would you say you are learning from the overall experience, from what you're involved in with what Ms. Scott was just describing and the whole STEM initiative?
Well, the Design Lab and Ed Shop are both big parts of, I think, letting students, helping them figure out what they want to do in the future. Like Ed Shop is business finance. So whether you want to go and be an entrepreneur, whether you want to go into business and help with financing, marketing, anything like that. But the Design Lab as a whole kind of lets students express themselves in ways that you can't necessarily in a classroom. So it definitely helps that it does that so that they can really understand how that is what they want to do and how that's going to affect where they want to go to school or what they want to do in the future.
Sure, sure. What grade are you in again?
Eighth
grade. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm impressed with you. And we've just spoken for moments only. I think you're a great example of what is going on at Edgewood Junior High. Not to put you on the spot, but do you feel pretty good about what's going on?
Yeah, I think I'm very glad that I go to Edgewood personally because, I don't know, it's just like in our grades, yeah, we're a smaller school, but all of us are pretty tight-knit. And like we know all the teachers and we're all like we're all cults together. It's not like we're all separated.
Yeah, it creates a comfort level, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, I must say, this has been a well-rounded discussion on some interesting topics. I've enjoyed speaking with each of you, and I would like to thank all of you for coming on the show, joining me, and sharing all of this here on Super Chat.
Thank you, Gary.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. Just copy and post the link for this show on your favorite social platforms. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us, shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of theflypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Beanblossom Community Schools.